I like to dance, you know? Word.
Fucking Town Podcast!
We'll be right back. put the big red ass in. This is how City Release started. Thank you.
Okay, welcome to Funky Town Podcast, special edition, Big Red Ants CD release show.
Yeah, Mass.
It's at Mass.
Main at Southside.
1002 South Main Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76110. I don't know, I made that part up.
The zip code.
I don't know. Yeah.
My zip code is that, and so is Joe's, but we're a little further north from our house.
Ah, shit. Don't type in the zip code if you're using this to get you here. Use everything else but that.
And just Google Mass. You'll find it.
Well, don't Google Mass. Google Main at Southside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you Google
Mass,
Mass
Fort Worth.
It'll...
It might send you to a Catholic church.
Catholic church.
Oh. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
You probably need Jesus if you're Googling stuff off of the Funky Town Podcast.
Maybe. Maybe you should Google Jesus.
You're using that evil Google machine. You need Jesus.
So we got here really early. It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
That's when the doors open.
Yeah. 8 a.m. for a podcast.
So what should we do? Should we...
It
is 8 p.m., so it's not early in the day. It's just early in the evening. So we're going to get the Big Red Ants on for a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to try to get the other bands that are here?
Meech Pango is playing. And Sarduta Cameron. HXXS, I think they're a touring band out of Portland, I believe, or Seattle, one of those
Northwest
cities.
I guess if you talk to him, you'll find out.
Yeah, we will. We'll say, hey, where are you from?
We'll try to find the people we don't know.
Yeah.
Are you in a band? Oh, you are. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
Do I know you?
Yeah. I don't know you. Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went... the other day was Zoe's birthday, so yesterday had a party, and we went and picked up her friend who lives in Venus now.
Oh, fun.
She used to live across the street, but they moved out to Venus, and so we went out there and picked her up and then brought her back. We took them to Putt-Putt, go-kart, video arcade thing. We spent way too much money.
Yeah.
It's easy to do that there.
Yeah, it is.
But Putt-Putt's a lot harder than I... That I can.
Was it an outside
remember.
Pub uh-huh. place?
So it was really hot.
Yeah.
But Zoe came in first, her friend came in second.
Oh, that's cool.
I came in third, so I got beat by two 14-year-old girls. And then my wife came in like 10 strokes last.
Oh,
yeah.
Zach always beats me at putt-putt, and then I always beat him at laser tag. I don't know how, because he plays a lot more video games, like shooting games and stuff. You'd think he would be better at that, but for some reason, I somersault out of the way and like do all these dodgy. Tricks.
It's just, you're just more, generally more athletic than I am.
Oh.
And I'm trying to do strategy and hide, and you're just blasting me while I'm doing that.
But I don't have that delicate putt-putt stroke, I guess. I'm usually the one, a few holes behind.
Yeah.
So Joe's not with us tonight. He has the Norris virus or something.
Yeah, the worst. The neural virus.
I think notorious...
Yeah.
The notorious?
Yeah.
I'm just glad it's not the T virus.
The notorious B.I.G. virus.
Yeah, that'd be fun, I bet.
I don't know. If it's got virus after it, it's probably not fun.
But, yeah. I'm glad it's not the T virus, because I wouldn't want to have to put him down. That's a zombie thing.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. There's like two guys that play video games that are listening, and we're like, oh, I got it.
That's still 20% of our crowd, so
that's
all right.
This is our third night out of the weekend.
Yeah,
so that's where I wanted to go. So Friday night, we'll do like the night of kind of debuts or whatever. So like Friday night was the debut show of Josh and the Jet Noise.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which you guys were there, and I was there too.
Yeah, that was really fun. And
they did really good.
Yeah.
That was a fun show.
Yeah, it was good. I thought I heard some of the songs before because I forgot they played them on the podcast. I was like, are those Confounded songs? I said, no, we're not playing any Confounded songs. I was like, really? Where have I heard these songs before?
Yeah, you should have recognized at least three of them.
Yeah, and I did. But man, they were grooving. It was really good. I'm glad I got to see them.
And then Saturday night was the Mignogna Cowboy CD release party.
Yeah.
Here at Mass.
So you were here last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you do something? Were thinking about doing something?
No,
or?
we had talked about it, and there wasn't, like, really, like, all of our ideas were, like, we'd already done before, or just were too impractical, and they had like a really tight flow that they were trying to do. And if I were to get up there and do something weird that wasn't really exactly in the mood, it would have just thrown something out.
So they didn't want you hanging from the ceiling on your nipples like you wanted to?
Nah. And I wasn't allowed to tell jokes either. And so, I mean, if we had, like, practiced and done, like, a production where I could, like, fit in the set, that would have been better. But just trying to throw something in there wasn't... It was not...
But how'd they do?
Did good? Really well. Oh, yeah. They had the whole bar, like, just flowing with them. Real great stuff. I like the album. We're listening to it all day today. And, man, yeah.
Did Urchild play with them?
They did. Yeah. Urchild closed the show out.
Stim Afternoon Open?
Yeah, Stim Afternoon Open.
I haven't heard of them.
They were Jamal Spears' backing band at Fortress Fest.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he talked about them.
Yeah, and they had a guest guitarist come on with them, and he played the melodica, which was really good. It's really, like, Stim Afternoon, I like, because they're like a... YouTube channel for lo-fi hip-hop, and like, you can just, if you pop in a Stim Afternoon album or whatever, you get some serious cleaning done in your apartment.
Is there vocals to it, or is it just instrumentals?
No, all instrumentals. So, yeah. Is there vocals?
No, I don't think that there was.
There was like clips that they played.
Yeah, little samples or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, there's no like
no
rapping or
no all chorus,
verse, none of that. Just all instrumental. Yeah. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was great stuff. And wonderful people. I really like Mercedes, the bassist. She's real nice.
Mm-hmm. See, I never knew how to search that kind of sound on Pandora, you know, because at least what I like is kind of dubby, but real chill, you know, no vocals.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it's ambient, if it's dub, if it's house, if it's trap, if it's lo-fi, if it's... I never have any idea.
I have this one lo-fi hip-hop... it's a 24-hour station on YouTube, so it just plays lo-fi hip-hop 24 hours, and I always go to the same one, because I love it. It's like such a nostalgic feeling, like, I don't know why, it's not like I grew up with that, but it brings you, like, kind of makes you feel like you're at your parents' house or something.
Really?
Like, summer, afternoon, nobody's home, it's just you, I mean, you're a kid again. It's only, I don't know. That's just me.
No, I can see that. Yeah, I get that feeling from certain types of songs or even movies or whatever, where it's like you just kind of, you have that same feeling. I can't remember what it was the other day that we were listening to, and I was like, I don't know what it is about this, but it just, I know that I didn't hear anything like this when I was a kid or see anything like this when I was a kid, but something about this makes me feel the way I felt when I saw something else.
Yeah.
As a kid. They may not be the same thing, but
like
I got the same feeling.
Some other kind of memory.
Yeah.
Like, it could be like a sensory thing, or it just brings you back. Smells can bring you back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Another song was The Cure's I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
That brings me back to childhood. Just, I don't know. Reminds me of playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas as a teenager in my bedroom.
It's so funny, because one of the songs that takes me back was Julian Lennon... It's Much Too Late for Goodbyes. I don't know if you know this song.
Yeah, no,
it's much too late for goodbyes.
Oh, yeah.
So I put the video on YouTube, or at least the lyric video, and I'm playing and listening to it, because it takes me back to when I was a little kid as well. It's one of those songs. And everybody on the comments was like, GTA 5. It's where I heard this song was called GTA 5. I was like, whoa.
That's funny.
There's all these people that know this song, but from a modern video game, not like me from 1985 when it actually came out.
I see that kind of thing all the time on YouTube. It's like you're looking up a song because you heard it a long time ago, like you grew up with this song or whatever, and then people are like, who's here for the Honda commercial or whatever? And
you're like, what? Honda commercial?
There's a commercial that used this song. I guess it's good. They're using good music, but...
No, it's weird though, you know. But yeah, I mean, it introduces a whole new generation to songs that, you know, you get that in movies too.
Yeah.
You know, like there's the movie, or there's a song from the movie, The Big Lebowski. I just checked in to see what condition my condition is in. I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know that's Kenny Rogers, the guy that does The Gambler and Coward of the County.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about. That's the same singer. He used to do this 60s psychedelic band or 70s band or whatever, and then he stopped doing that and went country and western. But I had no idea that was the same singer.
Yeah, it's funny, and then like it'll make you look it up sometimes if you hear it in a movie. And then you end up trapped on their Wikipedia page.
Sometimes you find really good bands. Yeah. I really liked the soundtrack to Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. There were some songs on there that I hadn't heard before.
Yeah,
even like
good.
The One Toke Over the Line, Sweet Jesus. Over the Line, Sweet Jesus. Like, how have I never heard this song before? This is the greatest thing ever.
You discovered, what did you discover from Days of Future Past?
Jim Croce.
Yeah, he loves Jim Croce.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. Like, I've heard Bad Leroy Brown before, but I did not know the magic of Jim Croce. Like, Time in a Bottle.
Yeah. He watched and he was like, what is this? And
it was just a beautiful song.
And I was like, you haven't heard this song before? And then, like, he fell
and then,
with Jim Croce.
Yeah, I downloaded it and I listened to it over and over again until I got sick of it, and now I listen to it regularly. I have a complaint about soundtracks while we're just talking about this. I recently watched Bomb Atomic, and they used that David Bowie.
Atomic,
what did I say?
Bomb Atomic.
That's a local band, isn't it?
I don't think so. There is an Atomic something.
Bomb Atomic, yeah. That's a local band.
Yeah.
But Atomic Blonde, I watched, and they used that David Bowie song, Putting Out Fire with Gasoline. And it's a really great song, so I get why they used it. But Quentin Tarantino just used it in that other movie,
Inglourious
Bastards. So I'm like, all right, guys.
Yeah, I don't think that should be allowed.
I think it should be like, it's overplayed.
Okay. It's still going.
Yeah, and I don't think that should be allowed, you know, because it's like, it's in this movie, so now it kind of fits that movie.
Yeah.
You can't put it in this movie, but I guess sometimes people don't see the same, I don't know.
Well, like, as a director, I think you should pay attention to what songs are being used in other movies, you know.
And they're also, they're both period pieces. One's World War II, the other's Cold War, but still, they're both period pieces. Do you want to go find the band?
Well, hold on, just lit a cigarette, but yes.
Okay. We're on the hunt for big red ants. We'll be right back. Here we are. We're back with Funktown Podcast. Here's Jeff.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Here's Rebecca.
Hi, I'm Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, tell us something funny.
I don't know anything funny. I'm not that funny.
You know Zach.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yeah.
So we're also here with Nathan, Aiden, and Aaron from the Big Red Ants.
Hello.
Hey.
So the first thing I want to ask is, so Aaron's got the skateboard.
Yes.
So yeah, I had the skateboard when I was way younger, 20 years ago, probably longer than that. But we had, like, they weren't small skateboards, but they weren't the big long ones either. And my daughter's always wanting, like, a long board and all that stuff. What's the benefits of, like, having, like, the big skateboards?
Well, bigger skateboards, typically bigger wheels, which means smoother ride.
But it's not for tricks, or can you just still do tricks on it?
Depends on how thin the actual board is. I just got this board two days ago, and it is small enough to do tricks, but I haven't learned any tricks.
Yeah, see, I was always trying to do, like, little ollies and kick flips.
Yeah.
You ever watch the skate videos, like the old skate videos?
Yeah.
That's what I used to watch. We'd watch, like, little videotapes of all these guys just tearing down the streets like this, and they're just jumping up and sliding across rails and grinding on parking curbs and jumping off cars and just, just going down the street, man, just tearing it up. And then there's somebody back here with a camera, too, filming the whole thing.
Right.
And it's very just kind of, it seemed very like it was their video camera, like their mom's video camera that took off one day.
And in reality, like, the dude holding the camera is actually the best skater.
Yeah, right. He's the one that's got to follow him, you know.
Yeah, keep up and not drop that piece of equipment. Because
They didn't have GoPros back then. You could strap on your helmet.
No.
They didn't really wear helmets either.
Yeah.
Savages.
And camcorders with RCA tapes.
So, all right. So, we're here for the CD party.
Yeah. CD release, yeah.
When did it drop? Is it like this last week? Days ago?
May 25th was digitally, and then tonight's the first night that the CDs are officially on sale.
I went on to iTunes and I typed it in. Uh-huh. I saw Spoonful, so I played that, and then I was like, wait a second. I mean, this sounds like the Big Red Ants, but this could be somebody else that called themselves as the Big Red Ants. Let me go to their Facebook page and see, because I don't think Spoonful is the name of the album, which it wasn't. It's a single.
Right.
But I get over there and I see a video for Spoonful, and I'm like, okay, this is the Big Red Ants, you know. But it's got a more modern rock sound to it, not as grungy, I think, as some of the other stuff was.
Yeah.
Right.
The album in general has that feel, but it also has some of the older kind of feel to it. Like, I think the opening song is very like what I think of Big Red Ants. Like, when I think of it in my head, it sounds like a Big Red Ants song.
On a Whim.
Yeah. But it's got a lot of, I don't know, kind of southern rock feel to it.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I feel kind of some sort of like southern kind of classic rock. It's not heavy, like that's what it is, but it feels like that it's in there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think maybe a little bit, you know, just because of where we are, you know. I don't think it was like necessarily a conscious decision to make it southern. You know, I just think that's kind of seeps in just because of our location.
The rock and roll, and so it just kind of comes out.
Right.
So what was the writing process for the album?
How'd it go?
Each song was kind of different. It usually start out with music, you know, us jamming around, and then we'd, I guess, fall on a riff or whatever we liked. And then, you know, we'd either write the music there, or we'd kind of take that riff and think on it for a week and then kind of come back and put some lyrics over it, you know. So it was just kind of different each time. But I think, like, the average writing process is we'd stumble on the music for it, and then we'd sit on it for about a week and then put lyrics to it throughout that week. And then the next practice, we'd put it back together.
Are you the main songwriter?
It was all kind of a collective deal. Some tunes, we all did the music together, and then some of the songs I did the lyrics for, and then some of them, me and Aiden kind of tag teamed. So it's just different every time. But not on this album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is everybody out of high school now?
He's not.
I'm not.
Aiden is
still
not.
Another year?
Yeah. I'm graduating a little bit early, so I'm going to be out in about September.
Okay.
So. But yeah, September comes around, then we'll all be out.
Yeah. It's pretty cool having two records, and you still got a high school player.
Yeah. Makes me not feel sold.
You don't have any plans for the summer? Or like just playing around town, or do like a little tour or anything?
Well, we've got a couple dates in San Marcos and Austin, and then working on trying to get one in Houston. Towards the end of July, we're gonna head down to Austin. But yeah, we're just playing mostly here. You know, trying to book up the summer.
How did y'all pick the bands on the bill? Were they your friends, or were you just like, I think these guys can draw a crowd, or they'll mix
for
good
the
with
Austin
us,
shows?
We know for these shows here.
Oh, yeah.
I found these guys online just because I was seeing their name, Meech Pango. I saw them, I was just seeing them online a lot, and I checked them out on YouTube, and I really liked them. And then we'd always heard good stuff about Sir Duda. So, and then the last band, HXXS, Joey Richardson reached out to Alan and asked if they could if we could throw them on the bill as well. So, and it checked them out, and I dug it a lot. So
are
it all.
From out of town?
I think so. I think they're from New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Portland.
Yeah. Was it Portland? Well, I don't know, but he was way northwest and you're
right.
Way northeast.
Right.
They're gonna be from Kansas.
Watch. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Yeah. No. I was wondering, because I think some bands will pick their friends, you know, right. That they like playing with, and other bands like, well, we're going to bring out our crowd, but we want another band that's going to bring a crowd too, so
right.
We're going to, so I just wondered, like, if there was like a logical, not a logical, but like a, you just sat down and kind of thought about it, just like, I think we just should do it, these guys are cooler, these guys are cool.
Right.
Yeah, I just liked the music, like what they were playing, you know.
Who played with Leech Pango?
Was it
Happy
Am?
Yeah. That was the day before I asked Rebecca to marry me.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
That's nice. You think they know that?
I don't know.
We should tell them that whenever
them.
We interview them.
Oh, yeah, well, good idea.
But you're sitting there watching them play, you're thinking, oh, tomorrow I'm going to ask Rebecca to marry
you
me.
You know, this song is so romantic.
Yeah.
It's giving me an idea.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, I mean, I was saying this last night. I messed up so many lyrics that night, and, like, I forgot all the songs because I was not thinking about the show.
Oh, you were thinking about the next night.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was a Thursday night show, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It means you had a long weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, it was a great one.
So, the video for The Spoonful, most of it takes place in the car.
Yes.
It's a fun video. Did y'all have, like, a buddy film it?
That was me.
Yeah, you just sat in the back and filmed it. And where all did y'all go?
Was it? Well, that was on a trip down to San Marcos. We had a show in San Marcos, and so we stopped off at a kolache place and got lunch and took some, and that's like the first, I think, out of car scene
okay.
Is at the is at the kolache place, and then yes, and then when we got there we just kind of hung out and we went to this candy place and then they had a toy store next to it, and so we just jumped in there to see what it was about, and then we stayed with his aunt who lives in Austin.
Uh-huh.
And so some of that is at her apartment building, and then the rest of it's at the
Kiva
club Lawrence. Kiva in San Marcos where we played that night.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, because I was like, I don't recognize any of these places, so
right.
I didn't think it was done in town.
Yeah.
But you guys stay in the Arlington area.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe it could be in Arlington. Or.
Yeah, no, that was all on our way down to San Marcos.
Was it just on a phone?
No, I have a...
Do you have a little video camera?
Yeah, I have a Sony A6000. Decided to get a pretty okay camera, given that I graduated from film school, so...
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that just happened.
You don't do YouTube vlogs? You haven't become like a YouTube
I
vlogger yet?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
You want to give your YouTube channel?
Oh, man. That is The Vex Project.
The Vex Project. So what's all on the channel?
Just anything music related I do. There's a lot of ant stuff on there.
Uh-huh.
Some behind the scenes or just practice material. And then some of the music I make on my own.
Nice.
That's really cool.
I was watching Richie Flo's vlog the other day.
Yeah.
And he went into his garage and was making beats. So he's just banging on a saw and whatever different things, pipes and wood, anything laying around. He got had the trash can and beat on it. And just recorded it on his iPhone or whatever. Then he puts it in his laptop. He has a MIDI keyboard hooked to his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts all those beats in there and cuts them and starts to add stuff to them. And,
mm-hmm.
and the next thing you know, he's got this little... I was like, that's badass! And he does the whole little project that he goes
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I like people around town that are doing that now.
Yeah,
I've kind of gotten into the... I'm way old to be watching YouTube. I feel like it's a young man's game. But
right.
I really like watching
it's
it.
It's for everyone.
Yeah, you know, I like watching the fishing videos, but I got a few other people that I watch their little, you know. So, I'm going to check out the Vex Project.
The Vex Project.
Nice. All right. And then, just so you guys know, for 2 years in a row, whenever I filled out the nominations, I always nominate you guys.
Thanks,
so
man.
It's getting there, and I keep telling them, I go, you didn't have the big red ants on, like, okay, you know. But I think you're kind of slowly coming up there. You just did like a show with Ansley.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It was really cool. I had no idea that studio was over there, but the studio was really cool.
Yes,
yeah, we had a lot of fun.
We've gone there and done a couple of the shows.
Yeah.
Like the barbershop and.
Right.
Do something else?
Oh, I did the.
You did Stephen.
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 Yeah, his Texas Wood and Water.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's cool. It's just a little building over in the south side. Right. And you kind of pull up and go. I was like, am I here? They're like, yeah, you're here.
Yeah,
just like,
oh, yeah, she had to come out and find me. I didn't know where we were, where we were supposed to go. But yeah, it was cool.
Back and walk, and like, oh, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, I wonder how did you get in contact with Ansley? Did she just reach out to you?
I reached out to her. Yeah. We're trying to find ways to promote the album and get the word out that we're dropping it. And so I reached out to her and asked her if we could come on and do the show because we listened to a couple of the episodes before.
Mm-hmm. She does
and
a good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a really good interviewer.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was cool about it and said we'd come on and do a deal for it. So.
Did y'all play any live music?
No, we just played songs off the album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And did you do the whole deal where you talk about songs you were influenced from?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I went to this, haven't heard it yet. I'll check it out. Now, let me see if I have any more questions that I missed. I think I got most of them.
You want to where did y'all go to record?
So we kind of just record. We recorded in house in Nathan's house.
Oh, sweet.
He handled most of the tracking of guitars and like, I guess the engineering, the placement of mics and stuff. And then me and him mixed the album. Me being Aaron, by the way. Yes.
I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of it yet?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, no, it sounds really good.
Thank you.
It's got a nice polished feel to it.
Thank you.
Is it a full length or?
Yeah, it's like 11 songs.
11 songs.
I've gotten to the bad habit of waiting till I go to a release party to listen to the record. I don't usually listen to it before the release party.
Oh yeah, and I was the exact opposite. I was like, I want to hear these songs, you know, because I want to see what songs you play tonight,
right.
You know. Like, are you playing all 11 songs tonight? Or
I think we're playing all but one. We're playing all but Swabler.
All but a cover.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm saying that right. The Cream Tune. Swabr.
Okay,
we've been calling it Swabber.
I didn't know how to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it a cover?
Yeah, it's a cream tune.
I don't know the original.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out the original. That sounds like this is a weird little song.
I enjoyed seeing you guys at the Rock Assembly, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thank you.
Y'all were Cream last year, and then Jimi Hendrix the year before?
Yes.
That was rad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I missed this last year.
Yeah. Man, you guys just seem like shooting stars when y'all were doing the Rock Assembly, and
Thanks,
now you got this album out. It's really cool to see.
Thank you.
You know, it sounds really good. Now, what I brought down was a couple of songs that I liked. I really like Teen Angst.
I
like the way that it starts. It's got a real, catch into it. I like Spoonful. I think it's a good idea to kind of push that as your first, video and, single and stuff. When you slowed it down, what was the song? Over My Head?
Yes.
It's a nice, got some blues guitars and stuff in it. It sounds real good.
Thank you.
It's got a really nice tone and everything. I like the album. What's the album called? Is it just...
Big Red Ants.
Yeah,
it's a self-titled,
right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to, seeing you guys tonight. I think it's cool too because other bands like maybe Cameron or some of the guys in Sir Duda or some of the guys in Beach Pango haven't seen you yet. A lot of times that's the way bands become fans of other bands.
Right.
You know, seeing them play. Like, I mean, have you played like with the band and been like, yeah, this band's awesome.
I
have to go see them again.
Yeah.
When we're not playing with them.
Yeah. Right.
So that's cool.
And you become best friends with that band.
And you end up joining the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens too. You gotta watch out.
Right.
Some of these sneaky bands will infiltrate.
That's actually how I'm in this band.
Just
so you know.
Yeah.
I played with these guys and they were like, hey, our bassist recommended you play bass for us because he's trying to head out and do his own thing. And I was like, sure. And now I'm here.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm working on that with Washed Up Rookie.
Are you? Trying to become their bass player?
Oh, if only.
In reality, I'm trying to do that for Queen.
Oh, right?
I'm just working my way there. And they'll be like, hey, you're pretty good at bass. And I'll join Queen.
That'd be awesome. That would be cool. See, just to be like even like, I don't know, because I used to want to be like, whenever I played in bands and stuff, at first I wanted to be on the cover of Rolling Stone and get the MTV Awards and do all that kind of stuff. But then at some point I was like, you know what? I think it'd be kind of cool just to be in a really good session band. just to go down and, you know, some hot dude comes in the town's like, give me a guitar player. Oh, right. Jeff's awesome. And you go in there and you play. Maybe he takes you on tour with him. Yeah. Nobody really knows you, but you're still making decent money. You're traveling right. around the world, you know.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. But then you can still go to the mall or Kroger or whatever, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Because only you know. Yeah, just walking around like I did that thing.
I'm the bass player queen now. And, you know,
yeah.
It's like, maybe, you know.
Before I was in Mean Motor Scooter, I was like, man, I want to play the Grotto every weekend. That'd be so fun.
Now.
Yeah, now.
Now. All right, man.
R.I.P. Grotto.
Yes, rest in peace, Grotto. We miss you.
Mecca brought it all down.
Sorry.
We're going to stop for now, lift our spirits, and we'll be right back.
All right.
I wonder who got that guitar sign at the Grotto. The guitar sign that was on the stage?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Whatever Mysteries. Happened to that? Uh-huh. When I heard that place was closing, I was like, I gotta get my name on the list to get that guitar sign.
Hey, and welcome back to the Fuck It Town podcast. We are joined by two other members of the Big Red Ants. There's so many ants around here. I got ants over here. We got Ian. Yes. We got Ian and Keith. Keith is on keys.
Hello, I'm Keith.
And Ian does other. I think he drums.
I play drums. That is correct.
You could call him a percussionist if you want it.
We did a match game. Remember on the podcast we played match game where you had like a. You have to match the blank or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we had like the Big Red Ants had a party, and instead of bringing this, they brought a big blank, whatever. Remember, it was supposed to be like a big can of spray or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game. Was that the time that Henry the Archer came on? Yeah.
That was fun. But anyways, you guys made like a question. I can't remember what the question was, but it was a Big Red Ant.
Word. Word.
That's when you know you made it.
Yeah.
Y'all want to do some Zach Libs?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo! Funktown Podcast, Zach Libs.
We did a big segment with Keith on keys and Ian on drums.
Uh-huh.
And then it was on standby the whole time.
Yeah. But that's okay. Right. That's okay. We got this. We're going. Oh, and we got a soundtrack to it now.
Yeah, we got these
Pango playing. I think they're actually starting.
Yeah. So I'm going to go counterclockwise for all you people out in Radio Land, starting with Rebecca. Rebecca, can I have an adjective?
Smelly.
Smelly.
Oh, do you do it all on your phone?
Yeah. I forgot my book at Joe's house, and Joe's super sick, and I've quarantined myself away from him.
Yeah, we usually
That's wise, which is also another adjective.
Yeah.
We got a nice crowd, so
yeah.
we should do Zach Libs real quick.
Keith, can I have a plural noun?
Feet.
Feet?
Yeah.
Very good plural noun. Hey, Jeff, can I have a regular noun?
Bicycle.
Bicycle?
Yes.
I don't know how to spell bicycle.
Just
well,
switch the
Y. Oops. Can I have something alive that's plural?
Something alive that's plural?
Yes.
Birds.
I was hoping for big red ants, but I'll put birds in.
Okay. Wrong answer.
Never mind.
You know you get a wrong answer, exactly.
I'm picky, what can I say? Can I have a vehicle?
Snowmobile.
Snowmobile, that's a pretty rad vehicle. Snowmobile. Awesome. Can I have a plural noun now?
Dudes.
Dudes. Can I have a... Ian, can I have a celebrity female? And you can't say Rebecca, even though it's true.
Cher.
Cher. Does she count as a female? She's like a unicorn.
I don't know.
That was supposed to be like a that was supposed to be like a good joke.
I'm pretty sure she's female.
Yeah,
I think she identifies as female.
That was supposed to be a compliment.
Her daughter.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, son.
Hey, Rebecca, can I have a celebrity male? And it can't be me or Jeff Lord because
Sonny.
Okay, Sonny.
No, S-O-N-N-Y.
I don't care.
It sounds the same.
Can I have a type of food?
Barbecue ribs.
Barbecue ribs. BBQ ribs. All right. Hey, Jeff, can I have another something alive that's plural?
You want something alive that's plural? Trees.
Trees.
Barbecue ribs.
The third No one's going to say big red ants. Can I have an occupation?
Man, I should have been paying closer attention.
Janitor.
Janitor.
Could have said big red ants. Yeah. That's an occupation.
Can I have a plural noun?
Don't do it.
Big red ants.
Actually have
bog red.
Bog red.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't say it again.
You just sent it.
Can I have another plural noun?
Planes.
Planes. This is a long Zach Libs. Can I have a verb ending with ing?
Sitting.
Sitting. That's what we're all doing.
Yeah.
Sitting and talking.
Barbecue ribs by the
trees. Rebecca, can I have a type of sport?
Rugby.
Rugby. That's a good sport.
Rigby?
I'm sorry, it's typos. And finally, Keith, can I have a plural noun?
Barbecue ribs.
Somebody's hungry.
Really hungry. Yeah. I kind of want some barbecue.
All right. All right. Okay. Funkytown Podcast. Zach Libs. This is a Zach Lib entitled Computers Are Cool. Can you believe all the smelly things you can do on a computer?
You can find out anything from where to buy the latest feet to how to make a delicious bicycle. I love to use my computer to find out cool facts about how many birds live in the ocean, to tips on how to ride my cool snowmobile. My older sister loves to surf the web to find out how to paint her dudes and to learn the latest gossip on Cher and Sonny. My mom likes to use the computer too. She loves to find recipes for her favorite barbecue ribs or how to grow beautiful trees for our garden. But my dad uses the computer for some really gross stuff. Since he's a janitor, he finds it useful to make big red ants to keep track of how many planes his company is sitting. But sometimes I catch him looking up the scores of his favorite rugby teams, the barbecue ribs. Funktown Podcast, Zach lives. And I'll have y'all know, thank you. I'll have you know that I edited it to, when it brought up the dad, it didn't say gross stuff. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah. You didn't have to pull back the curtain.
Well, you know, I just felt guilty. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever been applauded for Zach Lives.
I just kind of threw you off.
Next time it's celebrity mail, I'm going to say Zach.
Ah, shucks. I know I'm cool, but look at it.
I'm just glad that we can help a janitor keep up with how many planes he's sitting.
Yeah, it's important.
12.
It's 12 planes. All right, you guys. Well, I won't keep y'all because I know y'all are playing next after these guys. You probably want to get your head right and get ready to go. But good luck.
Thanks, man.
And everybody can find y'all on, I guess, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, Apple Music,
Instagram,
the whole,
Facebook,
the whole,
Twitter.
Yeah, the whole nine yards. MySpace.
LinkedIn.
Grindr.
Ooh,
Google that's Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monster.
Follow us on Google Plus.
Carfax.
Craigslist.
Tell you my book.
All
right,
peace, y'all.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Oh, I think I stepped on one of the big red ants.
Yeah. We're going to get a little bit slower and a little bit funkier. And we're going to get Keith, Mr. Kyron Keith, up here on the keyboards to help us out with that a little bit. He played keys on the song Over My Head on the record. And we're going to play a couple tunes with him. As it, like I said, he's going to help us get a little funkier. Yeah.
I'm almost speechless. If this wasn't an audio medium, I would be completely speechless.
You've seen them play before.
Yeah, I've seen them play before, but man, they blew me away tonight.
Have you only seen them play covers and ever their own stuff?
I guess I have. I guess I have too.
Yeah, I'm definitely like a huge Big Red Ants fan now.
Yeah,
this is like my favorite kind of music, you know.
And
like
rock
I saw them
music,
play
you know?
The Rock Assembly
yeah.
before, but. Yeah,
but it's
I
classic
it.
Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a classic rock feel. It's blues-based rock, so
yeah.
that's, you know, has a classic rock element. They got a few songs now that seem a little bit, because their first album, to me, was kind of grungy, classic rockish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one has a little bit more of a modern rock feel to it, but it's still definitely steeped
yeah.
in roots. And they take their time during their live set, during doing their solos and stuff.
Oh,
None
yeah.
of the songs are that long on the album.
Uh-huh.
They're just like, let's show off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they can play.
They really can.
Yeah, man. I'm like, man, me and Rebecca were saying, like, I wish I practiced more when I was younger. Man.
See, and this didn't get picked up because I didn't record it, but they had said that the drummer went to Hawaii, so they haven't
yeah.
practiced, like, in 3 weeks, so they practiced today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
They played for the first time in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Kind of like a dress rehearsal or whatever, and then got up there. And,
blew us all away. Yeah.
No, and it's so amazing because every single one of them is under 21. They all have
yeah.
X's on their
uh-huh.
on their hands, so they're super young. Now I'm telling you, I think as soon as the rest of the town figures out what they're doing, there's a reason why they won't have a big crowd. They can play
oh.
Friday on the Green.
Oh
yeah.
Any of that
definitely.
Kind of stuff, man. It's like it's so good. And it's one thing. To be talented, but you have to be able to write a catchy tune.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play all the right notes, but you got to be able to
uh-huh.
you put a melody together people want to sing along to, and you know, and then also kind of have that little it factor. Every single one of the boys are cute.
Yeah.
You know, they're all super nice and sweet, so they kind of have this personality on
yeah.
I like watching the bass player.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching him play.
Yeah. It's real cool just seeing like the kids. I was talking to Robbie Rux last night. I mean, without like young people playing music, the scene dies.
Of course.
He was talking about like how it died in the early 2000s because no young people were playing music at the time or whatever. And it's really awesome to see a group of kids, because it's not just them, it's Beach Pango too,
mm-hmm.
like in several other bands, Acid Carousel too. I mean,
Ting
Tang Tina, kids playing great music.
Like under 21, shouldn't
yeah.
be at bars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one kid still has a few more months of high school left.
Yeah.
And he's playing at bars on
but
Sunday night.
I mean, they're going to breathe life into the scene for another 5 years until when they're a little bit older, and then the kids under them hopefully will bring
yeah.
life into the scene.
Well, this is cool, like, about Girls Rock. You know,
oh, yeah.
they're doing their thing
oh, yeah.
every summer.
Girls Rock, School of Rock, yeah.
Yeah, School of Rock, too. You know, because that's all local stuff where they're getting
mm-hmm.
local kids into. And then the kids are looking around seeing this. Like, in a few weeks, they're going to go to the before was Weekly Awards Festival or whatever.
Right.
It's like, I think I can bring Zoe. I don't think it would be a problem.
No, I mean, why not?
I mean, it's here in Shipping and Receiving and Boiled Owl, I think, in Chat Room. Or,
yeah.
I mean, they're all bars, but she'll be with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's kind of open.
Yeah, and it's during the day, like, the latest that it will be, like, a 9 o'clock set.
So. Yeah. So I don't think it'd be a problem. But she's really excited about it. Cause I used to drag her to it, and she was kind of like, whatever. Now she's kind of like...
I think she would have liked this tonight,
Yeah, she would have liked this. You know, but now she's 14, whatever, and finds this stuff a little cooler.
Yeah.
You know, so now she wants to go and, you know, and see it.
She had fun at Fortress Fest.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're... His motorcycle's gone, but the guy on the motorcycle that was throwing out the shirts or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He came out here, and I was sitting out here, and he walked up to me, real friendly guy, very forward, shakes my hand, and he's like, what do they call you? And I was like, Jeff. He's like, G-O-F? And I was like, no, J-E-F-F. He's like, oh, I like it. And I was like, thank you. And then he's like, went over and kind of did his thing. You know, it was very odd, but I was like, he's a really big guy.
Yeah, we call you the Lord.
I wasn't going to say that. The big old biker dude, tattoos, big old muscles. Like, what do they call you? The Lord. Whoa, excuse me, let me bow down before you. You know. They just call me Jeff, man. Jeff's fine. I almost agreed to G-O-F. Yeah, G-O-F.
Yep, that's my name. That's how you spell it. That's funny.
If he'd asked me, I would have had to tell him my full name. Zach, which is short for danger, which is short for danger explosion. Which is short for Turbo Danger Explosion Action Hazard Blizzard Fist.
He would have got bored and walked away.
Which is short for Master Turbo Danger Explosion Action Hazard Blizzard Fist the Mighty. If I don't get tongue-tied.
Yeah, no, I cut that out.
I liked how the guy throwing shirts, though, like, there was a bunch of people behind us that were, like, clapping and screaming for shirts, and then he just, like, underhands it to the guy, like, on the first row. He looked like he was all ready to... throw it far, but
I know it's like
just kidding.
Here you go.
Lobs it to him.
Yeah, that was a good set.
A lot of fun. Yeah, they can sing. They're all harmonizing with each other and stuff. It was great.
I really liked seeing Keith get up there and play on the keyboard.
Oh yeah, that was rad.
That dude could smoke it.
Yeah.
It's a great keyboardist name.
Yeah, Keith, the keyboard player.
I'm gonna go call Keith him like, keys. Hey, are you Keith Emerson? He says no.
What's his last name?
No, Keith Emerson is from Emerson, like in Palmer.
Oh yeah, no, his name is Keith. They said his full name, but I can't remember what it was.
Listen back and you'll hear it.
But they said it during the show.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably play that part.
I uploaded a video.
Yeah?
Yeah. Their second song.
Yeah, and I like their songs. A bunch of them I knew because I listened to the record earlier, and so I recognized them. Yeah. Yeah, I like watching those guys play.
Yeah, that was killer.
I'm glad that it came out. Sordude is next.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping to get maybe Jesse or Cameron or Ricky on. You were having an interesting conversation with his girlfriend about the French horn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I couldn't... Like, I don't know what...
if it's a melody
kind of,
or a bass,
yeah,
or
is
whatever,
it a rhythm or a, like a melodic instrument? And it can be both,
yep.
Turns out. Like most instruments, you can play them as both.
I used to feel bad for the French horn players because I would see them walking home from school carrying their French horn. It's like I played alto sax, and mine was kind of big anyways, but it wasn't as they had to pull it on. Well, maybe it would be better if I had wheels. Because a lot of them had pull it on wheels and stuff, but they had big old, you know, cases. And I never understood the French horn. I just thought that was, I just always looked at it like.
I don't understand French either.
Yeah. It's just, in band, it's like I got the saxophone and the trombone and the trumpet. I got the clarinet. I could understand kind of how they all evolved. But then the French horn was just like all, I don't know, is it a tuba kind of an instrument? Or is it more of a trumpet type of instrument? Kind of like you're saying, you know, and it slips,
yeah.
It's kind of in the middle. I think it's kind of
its own animal.
Yeah.
It's I played trombone. I was awful at it.
I played saxophone. I never got to first chair. I never did first chair.
Yeah. I was telling her I got to fifth chair only because a lot of people missed the day where we took the test.
Yeah.
And besides that, I was like one of the three last chairs. I just wasn't good in band. I didn't put effort into it.
I was a first chair kazoo.
Oh.
But I was homeschooled, so.
That's right.
There wasn't a lot of competition.
Yeah, no.
No, watched, we watched this cartoon called Sarah and Duck. and it's British, and I think it was a book first, you know, it's real simple.
I think you told us
about it. I know, and it's a dumb, it's so dumb that I love this stupid show. It's very, you know, but on one of the episodes today, Sarah blows into her tuba, and it's making a squeaky noise, so she takes it to the music shop, and in front of her, in line, is this little boy, and he has a kazoo in his hand, and he gives it to her, she's like, oh, she's like, yes, she goes, and she like listens to the kazoo because she's like a music whisperer or whatever. She listens to the instrument and she's like, yeah, this isn't the right fit for you. Why don't you go into the music exploration room and find an instrument that likes you better? And he's like, oh. So he goes in there and he looks around. He ends up getting a triangle, but it was real sweet. But she listened to the tuba and she's like, oh, it's saying that it's way too little for you. And she goes, you need to go in there and get something bigger. So Sarah goes in there and she tries like a cello, you know, but it's too big for her. She sits on the piano, but she can't reach the pedals on the floor. The kettle drum, she falls inside of it, or the big steel drum. Everything is way too big. She goes up there, it tells her, and she puts her on a scale, and it kind of it tells you what size instrument you should play, and it goes and it lands on the tuba, and she's like, yeah. She's like, well, why is it working? So she takes a little closer. And her little bug is inside the tuba playing a little trumpet. So she was actually talking to the trumpet, which is way too small for Sarah. But once she got that out, then the tuba fits her fine. It was really funny.
Silly.
It's so silly, but I just love it.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes, it's a cartoon.
It's funny. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. You don't have kids. We only hear it because Zeiss loves it. He's just, there's only two seasons on it, and he's seen all of them 15 times, I swear. He watches it over. They're only 10 minutes long each. You know, 8 minutes, and there's three of them or whatever. He watches them over and over and over again.
That's good.
This is real cute. They're like, teaching kids about music.
Yeah, I mean, it's just in a real abstract way. Like, they go to the library, and the librarian can't find his book that tells him where all the other books are. So they're going through all of the sections, you know, and one section is a water section. There's, like, all these aquariums and all the books about water have anything to do with water in the aquarium. So they all float and stuff. They go to a glow section where all the books glow, you know. They go to a soft and squishy section, and it's just all these different. And so instead of it being like fiction, or it's just, it depends on what it is, you know.
That's funny. Yeah. Sarah and Duck.
Yes. But there's nothing adult funny. I mean, there's kind of, if you have kids,
if you have kids, go listen to Sarah and Duck, Dum Dum.
It's real clever. Well, I was really upset because my daughter's all like, do you know that it only got 2 stars on Netflix? I'm like, what? It's only got a 2-star rating? That show's great.
Weird.
So I was really upset.
Give it another star?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to go in there and give it all 5 stars.
My Netflix only thumbs up and thumbs down.
That's what Diana said. She said she's going to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Because she went in there and gave it a thumbs up whenever after Zoe said that. It's silly. But,
so.
It's a funny, clever little show.
That's cool.
But the things that he notices are really funny. He's like, they'll show Sarah's room, and he's like, where's her cars?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, she's a little girl. Maybe she don't like cars, you know? You know, just like he's looking
for... What do you mean she doesn't like cars?
Yeah, he's like, I don't understand. Why does she have cars? The duck lives in the bathroom, and what I don't understand is they put a mattress in the bathtub, and the duck sleeps in the bathtub. Wouldn't you put water in the bathtub so the duck could sleep in the water in the bathtub? Why is he sleeping in the bathroom if he's...
Does he have, like, a little, like, his bed is made, and he's got a pillow and stuff?
Kind of, yeah. Because it's a cartoon.
It's still, not a wet blanket.
But the duck has...
A water bed. That was better.
But the duck has trains and cars in his room.
Oh, okay.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. So I don't really know where Sarah
goes. Do other people use the bathroom?
No, you never see her mom and dad.
Oh, geez.
There's a narrator.
It's kind of like Beavis and Butthead.
Kind of, but way younger. They're real little. They got to be like 6 or 7. They're small.
Yeah.
I know this is a dumb conversation to get on.
It's all right.
Back to the big red ants.
Big red ants.
No, they had a really good show. I'm glad it came out.
They did. I enjoyed that.
Hopefully the music came out well, and I'll put a lot of live music in here.
All right. Get one of their albums.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you like Big Red Ants, tell us about it with an email, funktownpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, we didn't read Marlon's email.
No, we did not. Do you want me to bring it up? Yeah, bring it up right now.
And also give Big Red Ants a Facebook like.
Oh, yeah.
Follow them on social media.
They're real cool people.
They're on Spotify and iTunes, Bandcamp, Facebook.
They dance.
The Beach Pango is really good tonight. I haven't seen them since I saw them with the theater. I remember them. As soon as I saw them, I was like, I remember them.
Yeah.
But they were all wearing track suits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the dude's grandma was there. I think it's cool when their grandma comes.
Yeah, I was like looking around. I was like, I bet that's his family. I bet I could see like people's dads and stuff there. Yeah. I like that. I like it when my parents come to my shows.
Yeah. This is an email from Marlon Von Bungie. Hi, guys. This is Marlon from the local rock band, the Methinks. I enjoyed the show and had a couple of comments for Eric. Eric Griffey, listen up. Is he still there or is he out being mean to women?
He's probably out being mean to women.
Yeah, probably. The first comment is a correction on something Eric said. He had said that Johnny Case, the jazz pianist, was a penis at Sardines. And I wanted to say that Johnny Case was actually a pianist at Sardines. Not a penis. Second comment. If they want to sell more of their compilation CDs, they should put a sticker saying that there are absolutely no tracks of the Me Stinks as a selling ploy. Guaranteed to boost sales by a lot. I disagree. Anyways, have a good day. This is Marlon Von Boogie. We love you all. I love you too, Marlon.
I love you too, Marlon.
You're all right, Marlon.
Woo!
So if you want to send us an email, funkytownpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, suck it, Stubbs.
Zach will read it on the air with that much enthusiasm.
I'll do my best, and I'll, are things that I read when you type them on an email.
I'm glad that I know your last name now. I was in the dark before.
Yeah, I thought it was just a big fish. I'm sorry.
All right, bye everybody.
Goodbye. Bye. Do fish have feelings?
Alright, so now we're gonna play the tune that Keith actually played on the record. It's called Over My Head. It's the quiet one and the slow one, so if you're gonna dance, this is the song to dance to.
Grab someone you love, or grab someone you don't know. Keith number two in the audience. But I can't let go.
not as long. And I think I'm in over my head. Let's hear it for one more time now. Give him a big old thing of noise now.